Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 308 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Sweet. Let's get to today's question from Jake. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. Jake Carlson here from the Family Before Fortune podcast. I just wanted to say you are awesome. You know, I really appreciate how responsive that you are. And if you reach out on Twitter, you respond back. And this week I was emailing back and forth with Jessica, your assistant, and she is just so professional and so polite. And she recommended that I give you a call and leave this as a Ask Pat question for you. So the question that I have is, what is the difference between using 301 redirect and using Pretty Link Lite? I know that you really like Pretty Link Lite, and I've been using for the past year 301 redirect, and I just wondered if there was a reason that you would recommend one over the other, or if you feel they do different things. Thanks, Pat. Again, you're awesome. Love what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Hey, Jake, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today, and thank you for your awesome intro. You are awesome. Thank you for the kind words. Seriously, I mean, to hear, this is why I do what I do, and this is why I connect with amazing people like Jessica, because they just help out the brand so much. And so, Jessica, if you're listening to this in the future, I know Mindy may pass this along because Mindy and Jessica work in the same co-working space in Minnesota. Thank you. You guys are awesome. Just to hear this from Jake is amazing. Thank you, Jake, for sharing it. Now, let's get to your question. I'm going to assume something here because it sounds like you are comparing two WordPress plugins. If not, I'll try to answer if you're not. But there is a WordPress plugin out there for those of you listening. It's one of my favorites. It's called Pretty Link, and there's a light version of it, Pretty Link Lite. And it allows you to do pretty links, which means take really long, massive links. Maybe it's an affiliate link, you know, that you get through Amazon or somebody else's website that from a product you're selling. And it's like, you know, nameofproduct.com/this-equals affiliate number 39125. And that's a really hard URL to just say, let alone remember if you were going to share it with someone. But if you put that into Pretty Link, you can have that become whatever you'd like. So it would be your url.com/product or your url.com/resource, whatever it is. That's how I've been able to do, for example, smartpassiveincome.com/bluehost. That's how I've been able to do smartpassiveincome.com/episode 150, you know, for episode 150 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. Those are all pretty links. And what that does is it just redirects, which means when someone calls up that pretty link, Pretty Link knows to then redirect people to the page that you associated with that pretty link. So it's really handy. Now, it sounded, Jake, like you were talking about a separate plugin called 301 Permanent, and I'm assuming that you meant Simple 301 Redirect, which is another WordPress plugin that I've seen used before that makes it really simple to do this as well. But it's very, very sort of just, hey, you can put in the link that you want it to be off of your main URL, and then you just put in the URL that you want people to get redirected to, and it just achieves the same thing. So that's a that's called Simple 301 Redirect. Now, what is a 301 redirect? What does this number mean? And this is website code for, you know, how like a 404 is an error. Well, a 301 redirect is a permanent redirect, which literally passes between 90 and 99% of link juice or ranking power to the redirected page. And I'm very familiar with 301 permanent redirects because when I got a cease and desist letter from the United States Green Building Council for having a trademark in my domain name for my very first business, I ended up changing the domain name and using a 301 redirect to pass as much of that link juice to my new domain name as possible. So in the lead, and the lead part was the trademark that they didn't want me using, which was valid, but again, I just started out, didn't know what I was doing. But, you know, it worked out because the 301 redirect, when I switched it over to Green Exam Academy, was up long enough for Google to understand, hey, this is going to be the new location of this website, and make sure to pass all that link juice to this new location. So that's what the 301 redirect does. Now, both PrettyLink and Simple 301 redirects does the 301 redirect, so a permanent sort of change. So if you're a user of PrettyLink and you've always wondered whether you use the 301 permanent redirect option, if you are not adding a nofollow attribute, meaning you want that final page, you want that link juice to go all the way to that redirect page that you're using, then you want to use a 301 permanent. So for example, something that I do, I use 301 permanents for my show notes. When I mention them on the podcast, I say use the URL smartpassiveincome.com/session150. That's never going to change, so I want it to be permanent. But I also want that link juice to flow if people end up linking through that link back to my website. I want that to flow to the original URL, which is the URL of the show. I don't know what the actual URL of the show is. And again, that's another benefit of using either one of those plugins. I don't even need to know what the actual URL is. I just need to know smartpassiveincome.com/session150. Even askpat.com/bluehost. You know, those things work just fine. And that's, again, 301 permanent redirects. However, I will say PrettyLinks has the options of putting a 307 redirect. Whoa, another number. What is 307? Well, 307 is a temporary redirect. It tells search engines that this redirect may change in the future, so don't pass any link juice. And you should only use a 307 if you think the target URL may change at some point, at which case, if you are linking to affiliate products, it does. So actually, the Bluehost link is not permanent. It's temporary. Any affiliate links I have is temporary because I don't want to pass on any of my own link juice to them. I want it all to be with my site as much as possible. And especially for affiliate stuff, I don't want it to go to there. Now, if it's an article that somebody else's has, then a 301 is fine. I don't think it's going to change. But again, on PrettyLinks that use a 307 type redirect, you should enable the nofollow attribute to prevent search engines from indexing your links and hurting your rankings. So it could actually hurt your rankings if you don't do this right, not in a significant manner, and I wouldn't stress over this. But again, just to recap, to your own site, a 301 permanent redirect is the best thing to do. If you are doing another person's site, then you have to make a decision. If it's an affiliate product or a URL that you think may change at some point, then you'll want to do a 307 temporary redirect. And again, that's something that simple 301 redirects cannot do. They only have the 301 permanent option. And another thing I like about PrettyLinks Lite is that they keep track of how many clicks each of those links has. And you can even go in there, and you can do this in 301 as well. You can go back and change the link in the future, which is important to do. And I've done that many times for a lot of my links that I have stored in PrettyLinks. But again, that main thing is that it just keeps track of those links, and it makes it really nice and easy to categorize them as well. I mean, there's a lot of cool things you could do with PrettyLinks Lite, and that's why I recommend that over simple 301 redirects. So hopefully that answers your question, Jake. I really appreciate this. I think, you know, we don't have a lot of we don't have too many technical questions on Ask Pat because a lot of people know this is an audio show, but this was a great one. I was able to hopefully answer the question for you, for everybody else out there. So again, just to recap, 301 is a permanent redirect. That's if you want the link juice to pass all the way through. And again, based off of what Moz.com says, about 90 to 99% of that link juice does pass through one of these redirects. And then a 307 is a temporary, where you don't want the link juice to pass through. And make sure to use the nofollow attribute for those 307 redirects so that you know, the search engines don't index those pages or those links, and they end up hurting your rankings. So hopefully that answers your question. Jake, an AskPat t-shirt is headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. For those of you listening, if you have a question featured here on the show, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, talking a little too fast here, make sure to go to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. We have a great quote today from Jay Baer, who's going to be at Social Media Marketing World, who is probably near me right now, because at the time of this recording, when it goes live, I will be at Social Media Marketing World. So that'll be cool. I'll actually be speaking on stage today, at the same day this episode goes out, on Thursday, March 26th, about mastermind groups. It's going to be awesome. So today's quote is from Jay Baer, B-A-E-R. And he says, "Content is fire. Social media is gasoline." Boom. The boom is just me, but boom for that particular quote, because that's awesome. Content is fire. Social media is gasoline. Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you tomorrow in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.